67 today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Coming up, Ventura versus Hasselbeck. Yeah, I know. We had to dip into the view pile, didn't we? But it was interesting. Jesse Ventura and the lone conservative, I guess, on the view trying to defend her position. We'll let you hear it. Of course, what is everybody talking about these days, right? It doesn't matter what show it is, except for Tyra Banks. She hasn't gone there yet. But the whole idea of the waterboarding versus enhanced interrogation techniques, or should we call it torture, and who's to blame, and who should we hang upside down for doing this, and how does it make America look, and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, of course, we're going to dig back into that because this is far from over. I eventually think that the pictures will be released, but not anytime soon. That's the good news when we have Memorial Day coming up right around the corner. In fact, a week from today is Memorial Day, and that's when you honor those who have given their life, certainly, for this country, all of the veterans. So it would have been more than poor, just absolutely disturbing, disgusting, disgraceful, if those photographs had come out on Memorial Day. Big news out of D.C., besides all that, is the Obama-Netanyahu get-together for a couple of hours. And talking about the Middle East and Iran, ultimately, we know what's the take about nuclear weapons. What's going on with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who was threatened by the last administration with sanctions and everything else, and nothing ever happened. And now the same thing is happening. So ultimately, will anybody put any teeth into their threats? And that's what Obama was talking about on Monday. We know it's a quagmire in the Middle East. We know it's a mess. It's a hornet's nest. It's all the things I describe each and every night whenever we talk about it. I say this all the time. Get out a map and tell me where you think it's particularly safe in the Middle East. Now, I say that, and I know people that live in the Middle East and who feel quite comfortable, love it, and even live in Israel, but have gone through scares with bombings and all that other sort of stuff. So, yes, there are places that are worse than other places, but ultimately we know that the jack-in-the-box, which ultimately I think the jack-in-the-box is the wild card, the terrorist du jour group, which could be anything from Hamas to Al-Qaeda to the Taliban, can crop up almost anywhere. Now, depending on the forces of the army and the strength of those in charge, obviously the terrorists aren't stupid about where they venture into. So anyway, Iran, I think, is a scary spot right now because ultimately, I say this all the time on my list of wackos, I have Ahmadinejad. Yes, I know all about diplomacy and the fact that wouldn't it be great if you could extend the olive branch, he would accept and make nice, show off the arsenal he may have, may be building, whatever, because I still find it hard to believe it is energy related. And then ultimately, you have one of the biggest problems. Israel, as a big ally, more than concerned about Iran. The Iranians have been a key sponsor, to say the least, of anti-Israeli Islamic militants and who refuse, as does Tehran, to accept Israel's mere existence. It was Ahmadinejad who made the crack that the Holocaust never happened. So we already know about the feelings there. And very dangerous, extremely dangerous, is the Iran-funded and armed Hamas group that I talked about that currently is running the Gaza Strip. Mm-hmm. So we know that there is hot spots bubbling up all over the place. How the new president was pretty firm in what he said and insisting that the Israelis move towards some kind of peace with the Palestinians. And Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli leader, pretty much was sticking to his guns that Israel cannot and will not negotiate with people who deny its right to existence. Say what you want about Israel and about America's ties to Israel and how tight they are and how tight they should be or shouldn't be or whatever. But the bottom line is, man, I got to give it to Netanyahu because he's no wilting willow. He's not going to take it, and he shouldn't take it. Israel should be concerned about Iran's attempts to build a nuclear weapon because there is definite anti-Israel feelings in this regime of Ahmadinejad's. And you look at where the state lies, and it is in a very convenient place as far as the range of missile technology is concerned. We know, we've talked about it on the show, we've had people on who have talked about it. So I say, the one thing I say is bravo to Netanyahu for sticking to what he should stick to. So the two held a little impromptu kind of news conference because, of course, everybody wants to know what they talked about. And they talked for a couple of hours. One thing that came out of this is that what Obama is saying is that they have to move quickly to resume peace talks with the Palestinians. And they have to have these negotiations. And they've got to start from a previous agreement on the establishment of an independent Palestinian state in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Because there certainly is no progress on this front. It doesn't take a genius to know that. We know there hasn't been. And Obama told reporters that there has to be serious negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians because that would only be possible if Netanyahu ordered an end to the expansion of the Jewish settlements in the West Bank. So do we think that this is going to happen? Isn't this kind of like moving a boulder uphill with your nose? We say it all the time, and I know I've referenced this book probably too many times on the show, and we'll get this guy back on, but there's a book called The End of Religion, and the title doesn't really portray what it's about, really. When they talk about the end of religion in this book, you go back and you examine the Middle East and all the feelings between various factions of religions who exist in various countries in the Middle East, and ultimately what ends up being every single time, what does it come down to so often? Yes, a religious war. So there are roadblocks that are very tough to remove. Tell you what, if this president somehow finds a way to do that, that would be one serious up note to his presidency and the legacy. Because I can think, remember this, I can think of a kid, when I was a kid, in current events class, I mean, I don't know how old I was. I want to say I was maybe in third grade or something, really young. And it was my first current events class. How many people can relate to this? Remember Jimmy Carter and talking about Jimmy Carter being president. And ultimately, how many times in my high school, college career did we see those photographs of peace in the Middle East and how many various presidents tried to broker peace, quotes, peace in the Middle East? In our lifetime, will we ever have, really, peace in the Middle East? But this Israeli, this Israel-Iran thing, I think is going to get really nasty, and I don't think that they're going to be able to come to grips and come to terms on this. Do you? 800-259-5791. Kate on America Tonight with you.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health. the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Yeah. Remember good old Rod used to be the governor of Illinois. Wanted to be on that celebrity drop me in the jungle show. But ultimately, no, couldn't get dropped in the jungle because he had, these fraud charges and wiretapping and all kinds of other things facing him. Basically, he wanted to sell Obama's seat. That's what it came down to. And any charges they could nail him on the FBI, that's what they're trying to do. So the judge said, no way are we going to plop you in a jungle. Well, his wife is probably going to take her husband's place on that show. How crazy is that? We have that story. Plus this other oddball story, which is, just ridiculous and sickening. National Enquirer reporter taking Brooke Shields' mother, who suffers from dementia, out of a nursing home. I mean, will they stoop to no levels? There's no moral decency in some of these people. Give me a break. So I'll tell you about that, too. But speaking of the media, and we were just, how do we do this on America Tonight? We go from Netanyahu meeting with Obama and the seriousness of that, and Obama saying, hey, I'll be damned, this is going to happen, we're going to have timetables on this, and, we're going to come together and broker this deal, and Netanyahu's saying, well, if they won't even acknowledge our existence, we're not going to meet, and all that other sort of stuff. But anyway, and me soliciting your thoughts on would we ever see truly peace in the Middle East. I mean, let's be serious about that. To now, this on the media, Jesse Ventura going toe-to-toe with, of all people, Elizabeth Hasselbeck over waterboarding on that morning show that I'm sure many of you tune into, wink, wink, called The View. But I love it when they get into skirmishes, and it's worth letting you hear it. So here's the verbal fight, we'll say, of the day on The View.
You were waterboarded as part of your Navy SEAL training, correct?
Well, it wasn't part of Navy SEAL training. It was part of what they call SEER schools. And, yes, we were all waterboarded there, and, yes, it is torture.
What do you think about Nancy Pelosi in terms of what she has been claiming with the CIA, lying to
Congress? I think what's worse is this, the fact that it happened. If we hadn't waterboarded to begin with, none of this would be a controversy, would it?
If we hadn't waterboarded...
Torture is torture. If you're going to be a country that follows the rule of law, which we are, torture is illegal.
But these were specifically approved techniques with KSM,
approved
okay?
By who?
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The information we extracted from him before waterboarding was zip. Afterward, he released the information.
Got all of it before waterboarding.
Yes. This was a case
and
that was used three times.
The point is this. All right, wait a minute. If waterboarding is okay, if waterboarding's okay, then why don't we let our police do it to suspects so they can learn what they know? If waterboarding's okay, why didn't we waterboard McVeigh and Nichols, the Oklahoma City bombers, to find out if there were more people involved?
What's your answer to that? Why didn't we?
We only seemed to waterboard Muslims. Name me someone else we've waterboarded.
I'm not saying it's great, okay? I'm not saying, hey, everybody, let's go next door and get waterboarded. I'm concerned right now about Nancy Pelosi, who is supposedly briefed as a spin. She's lying.
All right. They want her out now, right? Because she lied?
Yes.
Well, why didn't they ask for Bush and Cheney to go out when they lied about why we went into Iraq?
The point is, nothing's going to happen
because they're all involved. Yeah. The Dems and Repubs are both involved. That's why President Obama's backing off from it, and they're not going to do it now. It's a good thing I'm not the president. I'm an independent because I would prosecute the people who did it. I would prosecute the people who ordered it, and they would all go to jail.
Would you prosecute President Obama in the future going backwards when he ordered the killing of the Somali pirates? I mean, you have to think about
apples and oranges.
Yeah. You're not talking about
someone in custody who is supposedly under... Okay, how would we feel? Look how outraged we were when waterboarding was done to our vets in Vietnam.
Amen.
Where do you think
we learned it from?
Right. And we created the Hanoi Hilton right in Guantanamo. That's our Hanoi Hilton. People have died there. People are tortured there. I'm ashamed of my country.
People aren't basing, all those extremists are not basing their behaviors on ours. I can guarantee that. They are out to get us.
Should we stoop to their level?
No, we
should be above them.
Absolutely.
Torture is wrong. Waterboarding, enhanced interrogation is Dick Cheney changing a word.
Dick Cheney
comes up with a new word to cover his ass.
You come up with a new word.
I said it before. You give me a waterboard 1 hour and Dick Cheney, and I'll have him confessing to the Sharon Tate murders.
Yeah, baby.
All right, so ultimately, we go back to waterboarding again. A different take there. Jesse Ventura, you gotta love him, though. He's dogged in whatever opinion he has. And I'll tell you, I think when he ran Minnesota, he did a phenomenal job at the helm. And when he first came out and he had all these political opinions, you thought, oh, yeah, here we go, right? But that's only people who didn't really know Jesse Ventura. And here's the deal on this. You know where I stand on this whole torture / interrogation technique debate. The bottom line to me is I was there in New York for 9/11. I saw the real deal with my own eyes and how horrific it was. And I mean, there really wasn't anyone roaming around who didn't want somebody's head on a platter. And yes, we're Americans, and yes, we don't torture, and yes, we don't do the things that other savage peoples do, aka various bands of terrorists. But at the same time, it's still the answer I ultimately do want to know. We've never really got the clear answer on did the techniques work. Now, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, no match for Ventura because she wasn't armed with a lot of the facts when she was going back and forth with him in that little exchange. And I don't think that was meant to be that way anyway on that type of a show. But you know, we have these vague little snippets of information. Even Bob Baer, I've watched him, and he's the guy who, remember, George Clooney played loosely in Syriana, the movie Syriana. And he was with the CIA forever and apparently had gone through some torture himself and was in the Middle East and in very dangerous situations and was an operative and all that sort of stuff. So he's an expert, you would certainly assume, on the Middle East and has been a guest on many shows from the Hardballs, you know, Hardball with Chris Matthews to the Fox shows to Bill Maher's show and all that sort of stuff. And even Bob Baer, who sticks pretty much to saying that he doesn't believe that ultimately, and he saw for himself that this works, that this is how the information is gathered, does not 100% say that, yes, the CIA will tell you this does not work. So there's still too much mystery shrouding what worked, what didn't work, what was the information, because originally it's released that, hey, the attack in L.A., a possible attack in L.A., totally thwarted because, guess what, waterboarding was used, somebody gave up some information that led to stopping that. Then, a week later, a story breaks, no, that was exaggerated, and that's nonsense, and that's crap. Well, you know, which is it? And this is what we keep getting. It depends on who releases the information to whom, who it's, again, who it's leaked to, which way that particular media person leans. Can we just get the straight, give me the skinny on what the memos say? If we're going to have this debate, give it to us straight up. Wash away all the gunk off of it, of which side somebody's on and all the labels. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, how are you, sir?
Hi, Kate. Fine. Thank you for your opportunity to be on your show.
What do you think?
I saw that video. Yeah, you know, the poor girl, you know, up against Ventura. Well, she's trying to defend something that's indefensible. You know, instead we should just come out and say, look, we're going to torture these guys and we're going to get the information we need. We don't like the torture, you know. Or if we're not going to do it, then don't do it. But you know what we were trying to do. We were trying to play both sides at the same time.
That's right.
And, you know, and American people are smart. They understand that. They understand that. They just don't like to be lied to. And so when people say, well, you know, just water torture, you know, but what I like to talk about is Pelosi denying getting in all this hot water. Because if, I don't know if you had that part in the video that you mm-hmm. just played, but what's the crazy black girl, Purple Rain, what's her name? The one that was sitting on the left-hand side there.
That's on the view you're talking about? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah, oh, I can't think of her name. She's an actress, and she's on 30 Rock, and she's very, very good. Hey, hang with us. We're going to come back to this on the flip side, because we had you up against the time here, because we're going to come back to the Pelosi thing. So hang through, Tomas, with us for the break. You can join in, too, 800-259-5791.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue. is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
And the point is that we had the conversation. They told us they had legal opinions. As I say in my statement, we now know, what they didn't inform us then, that there were other opinions within the executive branch that concluded that these interrogation techniques were not legal. So no letter or anything else is going to stop them from doing what they're going to do. My job was to change the majority in Congress and to change, to fight to have a new president, because what was happening was not consistent with our values, certainly not true, and something that had to be changed. We did that. We have a new president. He says he's going to ban torture. When we won in 06 and passed legislation in that Congress, President Bush vetoed that bill. I think we're in a whole different stage.
Yeah, ain't that a kick in the head? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, reliving Pelosi's big moment. And she was definitely off her game, fumbling around, talking to reporters last week about what she knew, didn't know, what she was briefed on, that whole thing. That's not done yet, certainly. And the tongues are still wagging about waterboarding, and is it torture, enhanced interrogation techniques. Here's the bottom line. Moving forward, it's not happening. There's no doubt about that. But going back in the past, did it work? What information was obtained? We don't know all the facts because, of course, it's very murky what's been released. I will say this. I think that there's a lot of double talk when it comes to Nancy Pelosi. I do not believe that the CIA misled her. I just do not believe her. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. I felt bad because he jumped on and we didn't have enough time to really talk to him. Hey, Tomas, here's the thing. You know, you were just mentioning this, and I think you're talking about Whoopi Goldberg. Is that who you were talking about, the other person on the View?
Yeah.
Or I thought Sherry Shepherd for a second because she's hilarious, but I think it's Whoopi Goldberg. So
Exactly. At one point, Hasselbeck is talking, and then she brings up Pelosi, and Whoopi says, okay, so she lied. And then I started to think about the whole Pelosi black thing, okay? Because if we remember, in 2002, a congressman from Tennessee, his name was Harold Ford Jr. You remember him? Matter of fact, he looked a lot like Obama, okay? And he challenged Pelosi to become speaker to lead the Democrats in the House. And he lost. You know, he only got the votes of the blacks, really, in the House. And I think that that's coming back to bite Pelosi right now. Okay. I think there's a little payback. And we have to remember, in the succession of, the president dies, then it's the vice president. If the vice president dies, it's Pelosi.
Oh, I know. That's what we say. She's a couple of heartbeats away from the presidency. The woman has power, no doubt about it. And if she's thrown the CIA under the bus, forget the whole torture thing, like I said the other night. Forget the torture or enhanced interrogation techniques or any of that stuff and whatever you want to call it and whatever the memos. The bottom line is, if she's throwing an organization like the CIA so far under the wheels of the bus that the bus is running over them and people are quitting, because that's what my information says, that's what my sources tell me, Tomas, that people, some really good people with the CIA are sick of being trampled on and are trying to, frankly, get out of there.
Well, you know, it's happened before. I mean, people that have honor and integrity, you know, and then when they see that their legacy is going to be besmirched by something, they'll get out.
Yep.
But I tell you, with this this Pelosi thing and the waterboarding, I was going to say something, but you know what? The train went off the track. I'm sorry.
Tomas, thanks for the call. We get what you're saying. I mean, the bottom line is, you're right. The point that you were making earlier, the American people are smart. Just give it to us straight. Give us this, it was like one of the campaign things. I'm on the Straight Talk Express. Yeah, right. Let's give us the straight talk. Why did I start America Tonight? I was going down a great career in sports because I was sick of the nonsense coming out of Washington. The fact that all we get is reaction, never action. How about somebody standing up, whether I agree with them or not? Somebody that has the cojones, we'll say, to say what they really think, and they're not beholden to this person and that person and some other group. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, you play Nancy Pelosi saying values coming out of her mouth. That is as ludicrous as morals and principles coming out of Obama's mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, a lady, this is how I see the whole waterboarding thing. I said it before. They come in, they kill 3,000 people. Who gives a dang how you get the information? They didn't cut their heads off. They didn't break their fingers. They didn't break any bones. They didn't really do a torture. It was psychological torture, yes, but physical torture, not really.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? She lied. And kick her tail out. Look, Bill Clinton lied about something meant less to me and most of Americans. He lied about a little thing he had in the Oval Office.
Right.
And I don't know why he lied, because Monica was prettier than Hillary anyway. But Nancy Pelosi's lying about our CIA. These are the guys who find our information. They were already called liars about weapons of mass destruction. Everybody said, oh, they lied. Bush lied. Everybody lied about it. Listen, these guys aren't going to lie to put our country at harm.
I agree.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to speak real quick on the Obama and that hot Yahoo thing. Obama says, you know, just make peace, do this. If we were in the same shoes as Israel, sitting here in America, and thank God they're not, but our friends to the north, Canada, and our friends to south, Mexico, if they had nukes or power to, or the ways to get nukes, and there was harsh feelings between both countries and us, you better bet your damn sweet tail that our country would be doing whatever they could do to defend ourselves in any way, shape, or form. And Israel is a fact, has the best intelligence of any intelligence in the world. I mean, they said this before, they're better than our CIA.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we need them just as bad as they need us. But if people would put them, the people that were marching through the streets of New York about a month and a half ago when all this is going on in Israel and they were fighting with Palestine and Hamas, if those people would put themselves in the same shoes, you look to the north, to Canada. Canada has the ability to get nukes. They're an arched enemy. They're like, they want to destroy us like they want to destroy Israel. And Mexico is the same way. You better believe every one of us would be looking at it the same way the Jews do, and we would be asking for help, and I guarantee it, Israel would be there with us 100% side by side, ready to go at it at any time we need their help. And I think it's a horrible thing that we say, just make peace with them, let's just hold things down, let's keep doing these talks, while that nut in Iran just keeps, he's going to have nukes, and they might as well get used to it. Between him and North Korea, they could destroy the world.
I agree. It's not nutty talk. It's just facts. And I agree with you as well. You make the great point, Stu. Israel, they have the best intelligence. They also have the safest. And granted, it's smaller, and we can talk about that. But you know what? Their planes are safer than any other planes in the world. Why? Because they don't put up with any crap and shenanigans and anything else. They profile. They pull people out, and that's the way it is, and their planes aren't blown up.
And exactly. And I just, it aggravates, and it aggravates me when I hear him say, this about, just try to make peace with them. And then, of course, you got Pelosi. I don't even like to call her Pelosi. My kids now are calling her Speaker Pelosi. And she is just ruining the integrity of America. I heard her speech and her little press conference, and she kept going back to September of 2002, George Bush, who was lying to us at the time about weapons of mass destruction, which she has to understand. Hillary Rodham Clinton read the same CIA notes that Bush did, and she voted for it.
You get what
I'm saying? She's saying the CIA was lying in 02 as well about everything. The lady, she just needs to be thrown out. She needs to resign, really. Like I said, we went off on Bill about the same, about purging himself, and she's doing the same exact thing, and I feel that she needs to step down. I think that other Democrats should look at it as a black eye. I mean, she has given them one hell of a black eye, made them all look like, and they're still coming to her rescue. Some are, some aren't, but, either admit that you were wrong and resign, or show us where the CIA lied. I mean, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I agree. If they lied, then let's see it, okay? And we'll all eat crow then for 5 seconds. But I don't think so.
Well, I'll try to eat crow. I'm not going to promise I'm going to eat crow when it comes to Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, or Bonnie Frank. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Stu. I don't think so, though. I don't think Stu and I have anything to worry about. If I were a gambling person, and occasionally, I would say that this is a pretty safe bet. Again, we'll go. It's like the TV series. What's it called? Lie to Me. And you talk to experts, and we're going to have some experts on the show, handwriting experts, other people that can tell you things to look for when people are lying. And man, if they aren't right on. And all of us know this. How many times can you spot something when it's just not right in your life? Anything. Your kids lying to you. It's a natural thing. There's something they're covering up, but you know when they're lying to you. Or it's a business situation, whatever. You just know. And in the case of Pelosi, she was very off her game at that press conference with all the heat that was turned up on her. I don't think she expected it. I don't think she wanted to have to explain further. And I can't believe that she said that the CIA misled her. And that's definitely what she said. Bottom line, and I said this the other day, will she really go? Too many powerful friends? I don't think so. 800-259-5791. You can weigh in next on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Anytime, anywhere, any place. Entourage. I love the show Entourage. Proving again why I can hang with the guys. I don't know. And none of my female friends watch Entourage. They don't get it. They're like, are you kidding me? What's the deal with Entourage? I love, 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 love that show. From Vinny all the way on down to Turtle. It's a hoot. I guess their season should be coming up pretty soon. Time for a little entertainment here on the show. If you want to weigh in on Nancy Pelosi, because apparently the country is split, if you believe the Rasmussen poll, there are some people certainly backing Pelosi and others that are backing away from Pelosi, as do in Kentucky's children would say. The Speaker of the House embroiled in this controversy. If there is any kind of a hearing, commission, whatever, if Leon Panetta wants to push the issue, I don't think Panetta will, though. He said his piece. He released a memo to all the people in the CIA because, of course, he's weathering tough times as its director with so many people who want to bail, and there's a shortage of people who speak Arabic and Farsi and all the things that we have to be concerned about, like infiltrating mosques and other areas where you can try to learn more about the people who are trying to do harm to the United States. It could be any particular brand of terrorists, but this is ultimately as the CIA will tell you, the way that you have to do it. You have to assimilate. But fewer people are going to want to take that risk for the amount of money they make when it just depends. If Washington wants to turn its back on you, they can, and you'll be thrown under the bus, and who knows, maybe even prosecuted. So that doesn't make people feel comfortable and want them to take a spook gig, right? So if you want to weigh in on that, you can. I'm getting a ton of email. I'll go through the email, I promise. AmericaTonight.net. You know, I always get busted with that I promise line. On my personal voicemail, I say something like, hey, this is Kate, I'm not here, blah, 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 whatever the number. But call me and I promise I'll get back to you. Every time my father calls me, he says, I promise I'll get back to you. So maybe I need to take that out of there. Anyway, I am in one of those non sequitur moods. So let's move on to entertainment for a second. Thus, you just heard the Entourage theme. Everybody's scrambling for ratings. They want to know what you want to see, what I want to see. They want to tap into our brains, baby, in other words. In radio, they have a thing called the people meters now, so you can tell to the moment. In many of these markets, I'm sure we're broadcasting to, a lot of them have the PPM, you can tell what people are listening to. It's kind of cool, actually, versus the old Arbitron diary way of doing things, although a lot of people still use Arbitron. And, of course, in television, they've got the Nielsen ratings, and it's about getting a big piece of that pie so that you can have advertisers who want to advertise. That's the deal with network television. So you've probably seen all the promos. There's the deal that happens with Jay Leno now that he is going to go to 10 o'clock. He's going to have a talk show on at 10 o'clock. And here's what they do. All the networks have this big soiree, I'll call it, for lack of a better way to describe it, where they invite advertisers and the agency executives and all that stuff to get a look at their schedules. And a lot of times they have the big superstars of the network, sometimes the network anchors or various actors on display. Well, especially with the recession going on, there's a big fight for dollars. So a bold move by NBC to move Leno to 10 o'clock instead of the late night hour. And that certainly really anywhere. In the East, it'll be earlier. In the Central time zone, everywhere, it'll be earlier. So your shows that are normally on will be kicked back as well. I wonder how well the Jay Leno show will do, the Tonight Show will do in that time slot. Or it's really a comedy talk show hosted by Leno, because he's not doing the Tonight Show anymore. That's going to be Conan O'Brien. What they're saying is the five big broadcast networks could decline by as much as 15% from last spring. Now, how much did they sell? Check this out. Last spring, they sold about $9.2 billion of commercial time ahead of the upcoming season. Wow. 15% decline. In TV, it is really nasty if you're talking about 15%, because heads definitely roll if you're hitting that low point. I think Leno could do okay, comedy-wise, at 10 o'clock. I don't know, but there's probably going to be some people, depending on their schedules, people working later, who aren't going to like the fact that whatever crime, drama, show, hospital thing, whatever, got bumped to earlier. I'm not so sure. What do you think, Matt? Do you think a comedy show at 10 o'clock, this is 10 o'clock Central, of course, would be much earlier for everybody else? Do you think it works?
No, I don't think it's going to work that well, because I think people are kind of going to, you know, adjust to the Conan show later, and Leno on early is just going to, I don't know, it's going to throw a little wrench in the plans, I think, because, I don't know, to me, the Tonight Show, it's always on later, it's kind of more of a late night, younger crowd. And all these people, like, I know, like, my parents, for example, they always watch, like, the first half hour of Leno, and they, you know, go to bed, and they're kind of excited just to see what's going to happen. But I don't think a lot of people are going to be into watching that, just because there's other programming going on at that time that's more relevant. You know, like, you got your drama shows and things like that, mm-hmm. like you were talking about, that are on mm-hmm. there, that people are already ready to watch, and they're already integrated that into their lives.
See, I think what could happen is, I agree with you, I think what could happen is that people like me, people like you certainly would fall into this category, where we're cable watchers, and if we have shows like on the Entourages, those shows, any of the Showtime, HBOs, whatever, we could flip to those, or the FX network, Bravo, USA, all those networks could do much better because of Leno coming on earlier, and also what's on the other channels. What are they going to program? You know, there was this scuttlebutt that Letterman wanted to be moved earlier, but that's not happening right now. So I think this is a risky gamble. NBC, it's going to just go one way or the other. It's like there's no gray area in this, okay? Either they're going to rise to the occasion and people are going to be drawn to this. People who, like your parents, fell asleep, watched the first part of it. Now they watch the whole thing. It's earlier. They like it. Leno fans like it. But other people will turn to whatever else is on the tube. So it's a risky move for NBC, I think. I think so. And with evening news, it could be, I don't know, it could be in some markets, some of you listening to me, it could be a good gamble because now you have a talk show leading into the local news station in Lexington, Kentucky, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in Stamford, Connecticut. Maybe it would fare well in certain markets, but I think it's risky. Well, they know it's risky, to say the least. There's no question about that. Hey, speaking of entertainment, just quickly, this story about Brooke Shields' mother, just complete insanity. Is the audience awake and alive and ready to boo? The National Enquirer to go, and I don't care the guy knew her or whatever the deal was, to go and take Brooke Shields' mother out of her nursing home and take her, you know, take her out to eat or whatever the case was, she just evaporates, is, I think, outrageous. And Brooke Shields apparently might sue them because, you know, at what point do they draw the line? And for some reason, readers buy this stuff like it's like nobody's business. So no matter who says it's a pack of lies or it's ridiculous, the controversies don't ever seem to hurt sales. But, you know, the spotlight is back on the Enquirer, but it's certainly not a good time for them with some of the things that are going on, like the story about, yeah, I agree. How do you take Brooke Shields' mom away from her nursing home? She has dementia. How do you justify that? Oh, I knew her from the past when I was trying to get information about Brooke Shields. They're trying to get some story. So good for her for coming out and saying that she discovered that her mom was taken away by one of the freelance reporters, and that her name's Terry Shields, and they're saying it was just a simple get-together. I hope she goes after them big time. And then there's Farrah Fawcett, who just had one of the highest-rated shows. It was this whole battle she's having with cancer was documented by her friend. It was a two-hour show, almost 10 million people, whatever it was, watched it. But the National Enquirer says Farrah wants to die, and it was a complete lie and upset her. And she should go after them, too. Maybe people will step away from the tabloids. Give me a break. Shoot me an email. What do you think? Do you still read the tabloids? You just can't help it. AmericaTonight.net.